He guided them with a cloud by day and with the light of fire by night. Psalm 78:14 is our scripture for our today's devotion, still dealing with yielding to the Lord.
Dearest Father, just as you led the Israelites by the Spirit, I know that you lead me. Lord, you've provided for me so marvelously with the Holy Spirit, who changes me to be like Jesus. Jesus allowed himself through yielding to your will to become the perfect sacrificial lamb. Thank you, blessed Savior, that you died for me. Father, teach me to yield as Jesus did, my perfect example. Amen.
Today, think about and see if you can come up with an answer. Why is it necessary for a Christian to be filled and led by the Holy Spirit of God?
Today's action: ask to be led by the Holy Spirit and pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Today's treasure is found in the book of Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
Well, did you get the answer there? Why it's necessary for a Christian to be filled with the Spirit and led by the Spirit? Romans 8:14, for as many are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. But not only that, what are we told in Acts? In Acts, we're told that the Spirit will bring all remembrance. So the Spirit of God is not just our comforter. He's our instructor. And as Jesus said, when we get in a position where we know not what to say, just open our mouths and let the Holy Spirit speak. That's why we need to be filled, because he helps us keep from lusting, sinning, hating. And we need to be led, because he is far more intelligent than any human being ever could be. He'll lead you straight onto the path to heaven, not the path to hell.